Zillow bows out of the iBuyer market.
You're listening to the Andra Segovia Show.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the program. I am your host, Andra Segovia, realtor servicing Los Angeles and Orange County, California. But how much longer I'll remain a realtor is still a question that needs answering. And you'll get that answer probably sooner than even I think. By all means, please subscribe, hit the notification bell where applicable, so you'll be in the know and not miss out on any episodes that are up and coming for the program. Stay tuned, because I got some other stuff in the works. But in this episode, I got to address this Zillow news. So by the time you're listening to this episode, it would be just a few days out since Zillow officially announced that they bowed out of the iBuyer market. Let's get into it, shall we? Reuters, October 18, 2021. They had a headline in the business section that said Zillow shares slip as it pauses home buying on U.S. labor supply crunch. Sales of Zillow Group hit a year's low on Monday after the online real estate firm said it would pause buying houses this year as labor shortages and supply disruptions hamper timely sales of renovated properties. The company, through its Zillow Offers unit, buys homes from homeowners and performs light repairs on them, requiring the services of inspectors and contractors. It then lists the homes on the sale for its platform. Not even a month later, this was made known to me from Res Media, an article that was first published on Wall Street Journal, where Zillow flames out of iBuying and they were citing unpredictability. So this article from Res Media goes on to say, in another shocking blow to real estate giant Zillow, the company announced late Tuesday that it would sunset its iBuying arm, Zillow Offers, and bow out of the iBuying game as a company failed to find stability and success flipping homes, losing $381 million last quarter, according to its most recent earnings report. This is after they had announced just about 2 weeks prior that they were halting the purchases of new homes. A day later, November 3rd, this is also from the Wall Street Journal, made known to me by Res Media, Zillow announced that they're going to be laying off a quarter of its staff and ending the iBuying arm altogether. So with many experts and insiders already skeptical of the ability of iBuying to scale or survive as a model, the loss of a relatively big player has surely sent ripples through the industry and adds fuel to speculation that the iBuyer world as a whole is on the decline. An Open Door spokesperson told Res Media that they are well positioned to meet consumer demand and refer to the company's track record of executional excellence. Open Door is open for business, the spokesperson says. We have demonstrated strong growth and unit economics and are energized to help homeowners nationwide move with simplicity, certainty, and speed. The problem with Open Door, though, is that they've been operating basically at a loss. They supposedly do not have regard for profitability, as Josh Hartley, CEO of tech focused brokerage Phantom Realty, said. So that literally means that Open Door is operating at a loss. So how long is this iBuyer arm sustainable? Hard to say. Zillow, in over the 24 hours in early trading on Wednesday, November 3rd, their stock was down 16%, and that's when I'm recording this too. So I don't know how much further it's going to drop, and just what will happen to those houses that they bought at a higher price and are selling them for lower. I guess they're going to be short selling them to do a sell off or whatever. Who knows? But the point is, we'll see how that all works out, because again, they're operating at a loss. Well, you know, it's a bummer. But that also comes to the point that I was making about the flip market being dead. And I had told a lot of my investors, a lot of my interested buyers that wanted to get into that in California, that's not the place. And I did have this conversation with who went on to become the out-of-state investor, who has his own YouTube channel and Instagram channel, where he gives investment advice on his experience. I told him, you're not going to find it in California. And sure enough, he didn't. That's why he went out of state to do so, just like a lot of other people did. But it looks like these conditions are spreading out, even in places that I thought you could still do some flipping, which in the case of Zillow, testing out Arizona and Georgia. Wow, could it be that that's not working out anymore? What about Florida? A lot of people moving to Florida. A lot of people moving to Texas. A lot of prices are getting super expensive there too. Maybe the flip market is dead. And when you're competing against investors and hedge funds that are buying properties that are not reselling them, so they're holding on to them and creating an a renter's environment, who knows? Flipping might be a relic of things past too. So I'll be keeping an eye on that. That's my initial take on all this. And quite frankly, a more raw take, because I'm actually walking back things that I criticized about iBuying. But as a whole, as I expected, it was just a tall mountain to climb in the first place that I didn't see succeeding, even though I see the industry moving that way. But man, if Zillow can't survive, I don't know how much longer Redfin, Opendoor, and Offerpad are going to operate, particularly Opendoor, that's operating not at a profit right now, maybe breaking even. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm probably speaking out of turn there, but I'm just going based on some reports that I read. But anyway, that's it for this episode of the Andres Segovia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in to this one. Remember to like, share, subscribe, wherever you are watching or listening to this episode of the program, so you can be in the know. And you will be in the know, especially with this whole thing about what does Andres mean that he will no longer be a realtor. Stay tuned to find out. Thanks very much once again, and I'll see you on the next one.